it says, "Vadin emes vakol metuken l'suda," and everything is ready the suda. So, what is this coming in for? I mean, the whole first part about it is talking about bear and so on, midas adin, and now all of a sudden we're back to suda. So he says, "Lepnei sheisker v'kiva min anhoges ha'olam." Adam nitol eshus lachtoi lechet. By Hashem is v'alnif achakach min Adam. So lemaisa, the whole Mishnah, even the part of the Mishnah that starts with just the fact that harishus nesuna, also implies of the world of avera. It means there's a possibility of chet, and then this Mishnah itself deals with the whole world of chet and everything is waiting to be different, so on and so forth. That implies a chisaron. B'dov is a chisaron b'olam b'vaday. V'in ruah lomer shel tachas olam. So you can't finish off a sentence by saying yes, and v'alakol osid litanes hadin v'alakol yavi b'din. It's sounding as if the din is the final stage of everything. There would be a chisaron in the world. Kuyis baruch shu sholem v'tachas hashleimus. Lekachi efshalima shabaros olam v'tachas there. Ke'ein zeh tachas tov. So you can't give a whole picture of the world centering around the Yom HaDin, because that's not a tachlis of a toiv. So anything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a toiv, okay, the world lehitiv, the tachlis we're going to have to find is something that's a toiv, and this is not. So you said like this, Sa'uda B'dar Chlau is the Hashlama of a person. The Mal speaks a lot, I think if I remember correctly, it's in Sivah Veda by Bessa Mazen. He speaks a lot about the Inyan of Sa'uda, of food being a Chisaron. In other words, every Bria, every Nivra, is a Chaser because he needs something for an ongoing kiyum. The fact that once HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person is not shalem because he runs out of fuel. He needs to keep eating. So the metzius of food is always the mili of the chisar and the bria. So he says this is all ready for the suda. That we're setting the table. All these things are setting a table for a suda. So the suda fills it, and even the words of a suda being mashem chisaron, his chisaron is his empty stomach, and the suda fills it. So when a person is in a matzav of suda, at that time he's in a matzav of not chisaron. Lekach ama akol metuvin l'suda hu hashlama sa'olam ad shi ha'sholim b'lei chisaron. V'tiyah suda eich shetiyah. So no, it makes no difference what the suda is, because later on he's going to indicate two possibilities of what the suda is. But whatever it is, akol metuvin l'suda hashlama sa'metziyot ad shi ha'sholim b'lei chisaron. We will be mechubah like with an IV permanently to a metzias that will make us shleimim. V'zeh v'ad olam haba, sh'oz yeh ha'olam b'shleimus b'loi chisaron, v'zeh p'yosh ha'sudas g'askan. So the shleimus of Adam is being shayach to the suda, because suda by its definition is the hashlama of the thing that is centrally chosid Adam. Then he says, v'zeh v'ad b'peh kamen b'rochis, says m'ragim p'umid rav. And so already there's we see a little bit of a steer in Ebay. It says Ebola Chilov Lestia, and that is a Yasal Kim by Yoichu by Yishtu. Achilles, the on a gas mystical level, we're not taking in anything from the bottom, like the Rivla Masamatna and so on. But the Nenim is Zivashchina, the Nenim Zivashchina performs the function of Achila. It's the Hashlama of the person instead of Achila Adkan. I want to add another Nekuda. We think that it happens to be that a person needs food and he's a chasa for that. And b'meila, we have a muscle from that for some person's missing and so on. A person also needs air. But our sensation of needing air when a person is underwater, whatever it is, the person doesn't feel that he's a chasser and he needs to fill up on air, and then he holds it and he feels mole. The sense of chasser and mole specifically applies itself to achila and shtia. That's where a person gets a sense of, I'm missing, my stomach is empty, I need to fill my stomach with something, and I'm filling it and so on. Lungs in the ear, it's a different hakasha, but it's not this hakasha of reikonis and milui. So in olam haba, person olam haba, ain't zarech hashlama, because of, you have an ongoing relationship of vayasas lekim. Like moshe olam haba, it's all the kabbal hashlama. Avo yi adam sholem b'mayla yisal yoyna. A person will be sholem with a different mayla, something else will be mashem him. So we need to understand that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu set us up, that we need a chila, and we have that hagasha, that means that kol zman in this world, a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to sense chisarin and eventual shleimus. For lo yitzar for piriv riv lashmatu v'taladus, piriv riv is also a form of being of chisarin and yesh. Kataladus him hashlam aladam. A person does not have to be mashal chisoyin. And it's very interesting. Of all the activities that it says in Chazal, is of all the activities that won't go on. Achila shtipir vivya on normal bodily functions, that we understand well. But if you tell them Master Martin, or why don't you say you don't have business people, okay, you don't have carpenters, you don't have cobblers, you don't have tailors, I mean, all the professions, why did they pick Master Martin? I guess probably because businessmen think that they can't do without them, even though Harvey Baker and Butcher knows that they can do without them, but I guess a businessman thinks he's indispensable no matter what, so he won't shout. But Akoponim, the pshat is masa umatan, is works on specifically the chesronos of each and every. I mean, I look out for what is something missing. I trade in deficit and excesses, as opposed to, as a person is a baker, bakes bread. So if there's a person needs it, he comes and buys it off me. And the person told the field. So, but Maso Matan specifically dwells on, if this person is missing this, I'll show them through this. This person is missing this. The person who produces bread, his Ica focus is being a baker and making bread, and then he hopes buyers will come and buy it off him. But a person whose Ica more is a businessman, he's always being done on what is it exactly that's needed. What is it exactly that we can say that this is chas? Where are the missing things, and how can I create a need, and so on? This is loya kinevesina. Shadavu the batzach hisor and gomer kasharim soina acha mekanan bacha ki a nefesh hashleima in mekanan bacha. The mokum chalois of kina is in the world of chisarin. A person's kinet means when I see something I don't have, and I feel that, so that I feel I'm missing it. This person has such and such. sometimes I get it, like, you know, holds in and a shovel when I see this person, and so on. So all of these activities that he talks about that won't be in Olam Haba are activities that are all of hazardic activities specifically for Bimala Chisaron. In other words, in this world, it's since it's not a world that's meant to be eternally and so on, so the Metzius in this world is always. Things are always moving in a certain direction, always in flux. So that's halicha. Bishalecha tanchaisach. In this world, a person is a halach because there's no place in this world a person can stop and say, this is it. So, but olam haba yeshem yeshiva v'anacha, olam haba, which is the makam of hashlam and shlemus and everything comes as menucha, that's where you have nucha. A person is no longer moving toward the shlama, he is shalim. Something that is complete, something that is whole, is not in flux. It's almost a tautology. That, for instance, let's take a look in chemistry. The explanation for the volatile elements on one side to the inert elements on the other side is how much of a shleimus, how shalem are their rings. If every time a ring is completed, the element at that point, the periodic table, is a very, very inert element. It does not easily do anything, it does chemically, because it's shalem, doesn't need anything, it's finished. So anything which is in the state of tenua is not finished, not shalem. It is shayach to olam hazeb specifically, and therefore there's no yeshiva in olam hazeb. In olam haba, everything comes to its place and it's finished. The amar v'ter seim v'reshem klima. The klal is like this. Any time when I'm mishubit to somebody, that person is so to speak putting a yoke onto my shoulders. So let's just sort of picture graphically, then we get a sense of what it means. If a person has I have another human being in front of me. So if the relationship is that he is kafuf to me, his head is bowed, I place a yoke on his shoulders, and his head is commandalesed on me. What he thinks, knows, understands, wants, are not nogea. So if a guy is working for me, let's take something like that, so, you know, I tell him, listen, I want this, I want that, and what the person thinks or believes or feels is really irrelevant to me. And that's that. When a person it becomes an odin to himself, his head is now crowned. He now is able to, it's his das and his seichel and his ratzon that's running everything. So in this world, since we're always nishlotin, we are meshubed, and therefore we don't have a crown on our heads. That's when we'll have an atar b'roish because it kilishotem acha. But the Omer v'kisrem or roishem. Why did it say kisrem? Shechas shalom masha shalom Hashem yisparach melech. V'yekemo melech legamri. Abu Omer v'atar sem Hashem katar moyer Nechoirin, Veshan Acharesham Shane Melech, Alam Melech Shakesa Volem Yatara. In other words, the difference between Atara and Keser is a Keser only the king wears. That's the only one wears. The Atara is a sign of a free man. It's not as pronounced as a Keser. So there's always a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, but the person has his own mitzvahs as well. And the fact that it's Atara Sev Hashem means he has own mitzvahs. In other words, it says that after Shulchan Avodah, before they went home, the foil, they were already sitting and atar seim b'roshehem. Hare, ki mi sheina meshubid la'acha, vein acha meshter alav, yesh atar alayis. So the simon of chayrus lies in that. Tefillin also says the marshal is a mark of an eved shtachra. The pashas is because he's unclear the mitzvah, but it also to certain to simon of chayrus when a person has his atara his reish. V'katara zayis ki liyel lehem hashibud. Hamiyuchal davar shu bal chayim eshesh labadim shen chamarim. Mashal kapar zayin habadim. Because the shibud is a very chamish tegenyan. Shema yesh shulachem poyim hachamor, amadam hachamor, v'atara moya shen ivdolim, lehi bal chayim eshesh la shibud. So he says over here that the reason why there's an atara b'reish is because the atara is moya is something other than what they had. The Torah is Meira on something that's above the Chaimel. The Pashup Shat will say, because it accentuates the Aver of the Reish, that Aver is not a Baal, and that Aver is not a Baal Gashmias. The Al-Gopanim, the Mitzias, there's a Teres Ha-Reisham, and there's a Keser. A Keser is only Shaykh to Malchus, and anyone else who wears a Keser, even my Haman, it says, he told him not to take the Keser. The Keser is something that's only Shaykh to the Melech. Masha'in Kain, the Teres is Shaykh to everyone else. V'alma v'nenem iziv ha-shchina ratzolayma, ki odom al kol panim mitzat shu olul yevshe shol megami mitzat atzmoy. He says like this. He had said before that there's no achila, no shtiya because the person is shalit. So what's this new thing over here of nenim iziv ashchina? So he says the adam is, for instance, when we eat, when we have to eat, and using that as the muscle for the chisaron we have in us. The pshat is because we're menutik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every minute we need to readjust our existence. We can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us a year ago, 20 years ago, whatever it is. We need to create our mitzvahs anew. So that's why you're always a chasam. Masha Ein Kein, the Hanom Eziv HaShchina means by attaching myself back to my Sheirish, I bet them don't need food. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is feeding me. It's the pshat is I'm in the matziv of kesha lamala that I don't need food. V'hine ein lamala madrega zeis kashi ashtam asalim v'ashem esvach ba'atzim v'shishpal ezi v'ashchina v'tzvayim v'ashem esvach l'mashem v'sigusim. V'hu yisparach tzur lahem. So by recombining ourselves with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we get the shleimus that we don't have in this world. So all these nekudis over here are the hashlamas adam, and he says ukvar isbay lecha ki hametzius misyach tzal ha'or kmo shisbay pekes avay michus ha'or hu shemoytes ayim nakoyach ha'poy legav me'ashu roya v'oz metzius v'foyel v'zeh ma sh'omer sh'inene miziv ha'shchina. And as when we talk about the chelek of yochol, the ha'or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the nene from, you're talking about fire. Yusha Metzir Sadiq Shabishnaim is a foil. The Tani Odyan Kashadova Echod Bishlei Musoi. So he says over here the Oineg is the Nenemi Ziva Shchina is that the person when he dehers himself in a Shleimistic Matziv, that is a Simcha. The deher of oneself as a Shalim. So when a person is enlightened, that itself is his ashlama, and b'meila he's b'simcha. So the Suda we're talking about is the hair of Shlemus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I give you a marshal, just like if I have some sort of widget that works on batteries. So I have to keep refilling the batteries, restocking the batteries. So it's always running out because the thing itself, its metzius as a kli is not shalom because it needs batteries and so on. If I attach it to, if I plug it into a socket, it will keep running because it's always being charged, it's always charged. Here it's deeper because here the pshat is, it's not that we're always getting food, it's we're always deharing ourselves as someone who doesn't need food because he's mechuvat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, V'zeh ma'ashe oma v'ner z'ashun epir z'ar bar kirom z'kan HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the tzuris ha-tzadikim. You also when you find Lishayna Sechazal that Otzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu likos et tzadikim b'shmoy, like by Yaakov and so on, all of those Chazal mean that the chibur of the tzadik of the toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be so strong, so permanent that it be'etzem is nishapich to being part and parcel of it. Something which is that gufa is the metzius of shleimus, and that's the and the hanor of being part of that shleimus is the nenim mitzvah we're talking about. Okay, any questions?
Just one thing we mentioned at the beginning, that the he mentions that peru revu is a hashlama for the person.
Right.
To be Mashlim himself had told us. I thought that was a very big chiddush in what
right.
You know, usually one thinks that yeah. Purvu is for a person to be godly and to be mashpi on others and native, but not that it's a shlama for the person himself.
Yes, and it's something which the like it says Yosem Imasha Egel Reitzelina, like a par Reitzelahonik. A person has it in him to bring out in this world, the toiv, and Pivu Rivia is the sharpest way of that. It's to create a person, like a person who wants to work and be productive, even if he doesn't need the money. Fakir, he wants to be productive and work and do and accomplish. A person wants to teach and give over. All of these in Yana, a person has a drive in him to be a mashpia, and that's the side of Yosef Masha. So the greater need is for the ego to be yonik, to be for the power to be meinik, than the ego to be yonik.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, if you take a look, if you think about it, Pirvirim is the first mitzvah in the Torah. By our count, Pirvirim should be like the last mitzvah. In other words, it should be kind of, listen, once you yourself are shalom, how about making a few more people? You know, it should have been something called of the, I mean, when we learn, I remember biology, so what defines a living entity? So you had different functions, locomotion and this, that. Reproduction was the last. In other words, it's ki'ilu d'teisefes. I can exist myself, and if there's another shlav, I can bring life to others. But that's a second shlav. And the Torah tells us not like that. The Torah tells us that the production of things in this world, the bringing out things in this world, is the first shlav in a person, not the last shlav.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible to say that the reason why a person is becoming the mitzvah with dafka zocher and an akeva is because the way that you're mashpia to a zocher and an akeva is two totally different types of hashpois, which is being mashlim yourself in two totally different types of ways?
I mean, you could say, but listen, the hesbet to that is a lot more pashut, because the ultimate hashpa is something that's not nifsak. Just the same logic, the same that I don't. That I want to produce something so that it's not, so that's nimshach. Just like a person wants to do things that are kind of nitriistic because of the desire to keep producing, so zoch and akeva is that hechetimtze.
I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a problem, right?
No.
Other
Okay.